والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء لكل داء، ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن عين لا تدمع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم افتح بيننا وبين قومنا بالحق وأنت خير الفاتحين. اللهم اكرمنا وأنت أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم أعزنا وأنت العزيز الحكيم. اللهم تولنا بجودك وكرمك ورحمتك يا رب العالمين. أما بعد، Quran is a message of Allah. When I look lately to all of us as a Muslim in different aspects, if you look at Arabic people, they make a lot of effort to recite Quran with a beautiful voice. Yes, there's many ahadith about decorating Quran with your voice. There's many ahadith about how important to recite Quran the way it is or the way it revealed. But is this only the purpose of reading Quran? Or the main purpose of reading Quran to get to know the message and be in touch is direct between you and your Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the messages of Allah? Or if you are a new Muslim or just entering to the fold of Islam, you try to perfect it your reciting of in Quran. All this is correct, but minus something very important. What is the purpose of reciting Quran? The main purpose of reciting Quran to you communicate and hearing the message of Allah. By this way, it will give you the guidance, the awareness, the awareness, the wisdom, the knowledge, the ability to see. Everything in Quran. By this way, the way you're reading Quran, how much you're reading Quran, what your intention in the time of reading Quran, the way you receive. And after that, something else. How much humble and humility, and how much willing to living this message. By this way, if I'm reading Quran and I do not care about the message, or I'm not interacting with the message, what I'm gaining? Or I'm reading Quran and I'm not seeking guidance from Allah in a time of reading, what I gain? I believe without no doubt, any time you read Quran with the right heart, with the right intention, Allah will guide you. And Allah will give you. Similar to any part of knowledge. What's the last name of Allah we stop at? Anybody remember? Okay. We finish As-salam?
Yes.
Okay. We did al-mu'min?
Yes.
Al-mu'min too? Wal-muhaymin too? MashaAllah. Okay, we did al-aziz? Okay. Allah Al-Aziz. And Al-Aziz in English, how's the translation? Eh? No.
The mighty.
Eh? Maybe the mighty, but Al-Aziz, the most dignified, or the owner of dignity. Okay? But in Arabic, they said, anybody Aziz, Aziz has many meaning. Coming from Izzah, elevation. And this is what it means. It said, do you have dignity or elevation? They said you have to have many elements. Because this dignity, it has to have many elements. What is the element? Wisdom, knowledge, ability, strength, able to do. You see? The upper hand. Do you see it or no? You cannot be dignity and have none of the above. You have to have all of the above or some of the above. Alaykum as-salam. And you have to be able to deliver. And there's a lot of lesson from Al-Aziz. It's repeated in Quran in many ways. The name of Aziz has repeated in Quran in 83 verse in Quran. And another report, 92. But the 83 belonged to Al-Aziz. The 92, it has different Izzah. Now, what meaning Aziz? Where it coming from? If we break it in Arabic, it coming from many, many meaning. Without going to a lot of detail, it coming from the verb able, mighty, very little, meaning something very unique and very precious and very little, all together. Something Aziz, something very unique.
Rare.
But not only rare, because rare, you can have something bad and rare.
Yeah.
You see? But rare, precious, unique, so important, so valuable. All together, if it comes to something, is Aziz. For example, if we are together now, in one room, or one place, or one tribe, the Aziz among us, the most knowledgeable person, or the most owner of many goodness, he can deliver it to other. Do you get it or no? And also Al-Aziz, the one who lead goodness to other. For example, sometimes you find out, oh, so-and-so is very knowledgeable, but I cannot understand him. Every time he talks, I cannot understand his mumbles. Some people have the knowledge, but they cannot deliver it. Or they do not have the way of delivering it. Some people have the money, but they're not generous. And they do not want to spend. You see? Some people are so stuck in themselves. They cannot benefit themselves or other. This is not Aziz. By this way, Aziz have to have the quality and have to have the ability of delivering this quality to other. Now, let's talk about Allah Al-Aziz first. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala closed this topic completely. In Surah Fatir, verse number 10. What he said, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْعِزَّةِ فَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ جَمِيعًا. If you want dignity, dignity belongs to whom? Allah only, and all of it. By this way, the early scholars say, very simple. each one of us receive dignity in this life and hereafter according to what? According to your relationship between you and Allah. Because He is the only one to provide dignity. By this way, dignity received to you, or the dignity you have between yourself and other in this life, between you and angel in a grave, between you and other in the Day of Judgment, after the Day of Judgment in Jannah, according to what? The closeness of Allah. And how much He will give you. And how much He will give you is according to what? Your struggle and willing to be for Allah.
Can it be that if a person is given no dignity in this world, he'll be given it in the next world?
You see what happened? Dignity, you have to understand first dignity, what it means. Mm-hmm. Today we misunderstand it. If you are sitting in the corner asking for quarter, is meaning you have no dignity? Or you're so poor, is meaning you have no dignity? Or you have no beauty, is meaning you have no dignity? Or you have no status, is meaning you have no dignity? No. The real dignity with whom?
Mm-hmm.
With Allah. Meaning, the real dignity is your heart. What you have in your heart and how much you communicate with Allah. You can be poor, you can be nobody, you can be nothing. And you have the high dignity in earth and hereafter. I will explain it in one moment. Okay? You will get it. By the end of time, you will get meaning, dignity completely. If you look in the Quran, the majority of aziz, izzah, dignity in Quran, has been united with the name of Allah on different names. Meaning, Al-Hakim Al-Aziz, Al-Aziz Al-Hakim, Al-Qawiy Al-Aziz, Al-Alim. Why? We will come to what I said before a few minutes ago. To have izzah, it has to be mixed with what? With knowledge, with wisdom, with ability. You see? For example, you can be sitting poor in a corner, but you have unbelievable izzah. You're not begging anybody. You see? You're so content inside. You have unbelievable relationship with Allah. You have izzah. And you can be rich, and you are so disgraced. Nobody cares about you. How many times you said, oh, so-and-so in a corner, or so-and-so in a village, he have nothing, but let's go ask him a question. Let's go get his wisdom. Why you go to him? How many rich people driving in a small alley, in a going to a villages, just to meet a wise man, to make dua for them? You see? Or ask him advice. Or ask him major advice in their life. You see the dignity? This dignity. Okay, we will come to it very soon. And if you study in Quran, Izzah has been united to a 12 another quality. When Allah talk about Himself as Aziz, it was joined with another 12 quality in Quran. Allah dhul intiqam, He can able to revenge and send the right message 4 times. Al-Alim, Allah is the owner of knowledge, 6 times. Al-Qawi, the most powerful, the strong. Al-Hamid, the one who may be worthy of praised. 13 times, Al-Rahim, Allah is the merciful. Al-Ghafur, twice, the most, the owner of forgiveness. Al-Ghaffar, I'm sorry, the Ghafur, the forgiving. Al-Ghaffar is the owner of forgiveness. Three times. And one verse with Al-Wahhab, the one who give without no, right, you know, any counting. Al-Kareem, the generous one. Al-Muqtadr, the able and the mighty. Al-Jabbar, the most strong. And he said, if you look at all this, because you cannot have izzah and weakness. You see, you cannot have izzah and doubt. You cannot, you will never be. Izzah is related to strength. Dignity is related to strength. And this strength has nothing to do with what you have. The strength has to do with what? What you're able to deliver. What happened is shaitan coming and tell you, you know, but you do not have this, and you do not have this, and you cannot do this, and you're so weak. Why? Because he make you forget Allah. Yes, you are limited. Yes, you're sick. Yes, you have genetic problem. But if you go to Allah, all the problem is solved. Because Allah promised, I'm the owner of dignity, and I'm the giver of dignity. It's not your genetic. It's not the way you look. It's not your height. It's not your money. It's not your prestige. It's not your thinking. Nothing to do with the above. Is a very simple topic. How much you elevate Allah in your heart. The more you elevate Allah, the more Allah elevates you. The more you humble yourself to Allah, the more Allah will elevate you. You get it or no? Again, if you listen to your own shaitan and think because your genetic problem you're not going, or because you are like your father or your mother, all of us like father and mother. But Allah is tawwab. Allah is the owner of tawbah. Allah is the owner of forgiveness. Allah can change me. But why Allah will change me? If I have a strong will, I want Allah. Can I go because I want some dignity? No, you want Allah. And all the rest will come together. But you will be a fool if you go to Allah to receive something. You will get the something. And you will not get Allah. And this is why you will not see major change in your personality. Because major change in personality, what meaning? Major change in iman. The whole thing is iman again. The more I have iman, the more I believe in Allah, the more quality will come. The more I'm listening to the advice of Allah, the more quality will come. Do you get it or no? Hopefully you are. Because if you not get it, you're not going anywhere. And don't blame shaitan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's azizan. Again, azizan in Arabic is the owner of dignity in every aspect. And also is joined with Hakiman, wise, five times. And most strength, one time. By this way, if you really study a lot of hadith about Rasulullah SAW, about the Muslim, you find out Rasulullah said, Allah loves the strong mu'min, a strong Muslim. When he talk about strength in here, is the muscles, is the money, is the beauty, is the height, is your weight, what is it?
Iman.
Huh? Iman. Your iman, your yaqeen, your tawakkul, your love, your devotion. And this located where all?
In your heart.
In your heart. And if it's inside your heart, how I know it is inside my heart? It reflects in my behavior. It reflects in my thinking. It reflects in my feeling. It reflects in my desire. It reflects in my action. It reflects in everything. Can I say I have it, but I do not have it? To be or not to be? No, no, no. Shakespeare can say that. And we know where he went. Okay? Because today some, a lot of people love to play philosophy. I call it Monopoly. You know, I call it Jahannam. Don't play a game. You have it, it will show up. Humble and humility, wallahi, is a core. I see lately a lot of the young people is unbelievable arrogant. And when they come closer to somebody elder, they're still arrogant. And they won't get it the way they want. It doesn't work. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained it. مَنْ تَوَاضَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفْعَهُ. Whoever humbled himself to Allah, Allah elevate him. By this way, the elevation according to what? Humble and humility. The more you put yourself down, the more you go up. Very simple. If you look at the elevator, how the elevator go up? The weight go down. The weight go down, elevator go up. Similar. Take your weight of all the arrogant, dump it down, you're going up. And the more you're dumping, the more you're going up. Can I go to Allah up with arrogant? No. This a disease will not put you anywhere. Okay? By this way, in here is a message from Allah to us. What is the message? What we learn from that is to have izzah, it need a good will, a strong will to able to deliver. It need strength. And this strength is needed for the individual and collective. How you can lead? How you can lead a family? Tell me, how you can lead a family? How you can lead children? How you can lead society? A leader is weak or strong? It has to be. Can I be a leader and said, you know something? Maybe. No. And this one. Imagine, can I do that? Or I think so, maybe. Imagine now I'm giving a speech, I'm giving dawah to somebody, you know something? I believe it, maybe. What message are you sending to people? You cannot talk like that. You cannot. You have to talk with strength, power. And all this coming from what? Knowledge. Knowledge of what? Physics? Everything. But the ultimate is the knowledge of Allah. And the more you have knowledge, believe it or not, if you study Ottoman Empire, to be an imam, and to be labeled an imam, you have to study minimum 7 to 12 languages. Excuse me? You have to master 7 to 12 languages to call be imam. In the time of Empire, Ottoman Empire. And you have to be familiar with the medicine, bookkeeping, mathematics, agriculture. Why? He's a leader. By this way, when you study to be an imam, at this time, the earliest child you start from 3-4 years old to be an imam. Because he has to finish Quran, Sharia, Fiqh, all this, Hadith, and after that he go to language, Arabic, different language according to where he going. And after that medicine and agriculture and mathematics and architect. And after that, maybe you will be one of the candidates to be called imam and be sent to lead one community. Why is a leader? A leader meaning what? Leader in knowledge. In ability. And they said he also, the person has to be a leader inside himself. You cannot be a coward. You cannot be feeling a failure. You cannot be a feeling a failure and you calling or you be a leader. You cannot. You have to have also the academic mind. You're a leader. You will come to a situation. You have to lead people to the rest prosper way. You have to be a leader in war. You have to be strong in physical build and ability and knowledge. You have to be a leader in way to deal with others. And you have the way of communication. That's why you need all this language. And most of all, you have to have the leadership in manner. Manner and character. You get it or no? Let me see if I find this. If I find it, you guys really like it. Let me know where I find it. It was a story about, a true story, about this scholar who went to a meeting. And the Khalifa at this time asked him, give me some word, but make it short. I will benefit from it. And he started giving him. He said, I heard from so-and-so, is so-and-so was meeting so-and-so, and he gave him this word. And he quoting to him a very beautiful advices. And the person he's talking, he said, and by the way, every word equal, for example, 100 camel. He said, the Khalifa like your talk, and with every word I give you 10 bag of golden coin or golden dinar. And he said, I left with 60,000 golden dinar in a few minutes. By this way, when you look, you find out the person of knowledge and prestige according to what? Knowledge of Allah. And the wisdom belong to Allah. These people supposed to be, if you are in a normal state of mind, this is the people you won't be close to. This is the people you won't be associated with. This is the people you won't learn from them. Because this is who you will be in the future. Because you will talk like what? You will behave like what? Like these people. If you're hanging with whom, spending time with whom, you will talk like them. You will think like them. And always when I was young, somebody tell me, you know who you are? I start talking, he said, no, excuse me. Who you are is the amount of knowledge you have with the expertise you have in life equal your age. If you're too young, have no knowledge, you are a fool. And if you are young with knowledge, you are wise. And if you're old with knowledge and it not benefit you and benefit other, you are a fool. Because you gain it after you pay the price. You have no time even to correct. And the ultimate wise person, the one who gained the knowledge and wisdom, the maximum he can in his own time. Meaning how much you spend to gain knowledge and wisdom in your life. This is who you are. Because at any moment, who you are is what you have. You understand or not? And he said also because Allah Aziz. You know why he Aziz? Because nobody can able to get rid of him. Or nobody able to beat him up. Or nobody able to harm him. Or nobody able to decrease his ability. Whereas with the Aziz is the one above all. And this belongs to Allah. And again, coming with what? With power. And he said, when Allah talk about himself, Al-Qawiyyul Aziz, he put the quwwa, the strength above the izzah. All the another quality came after Aziz. All the quality came after Al-Aziz. But that's what you see now, the difference. All the name of Allah, when it is belong to a different quality, Al-Izzah come first. And this particular knowledge coming second. Except strength. Strength first, because this strength will develop and derive the power of what? Izzah. The dignity, the owner of dignity. Also he said, because if Izzah above all this quality, meaning the owner of this quality is able to deliver all this quality. And this only belongs to whom? Allah. Meaning you can be a powerful person, but you are a fool. Or you can be intelligent, but you are arrogant. You see? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of all the perfect quality. And this is why, if we go to Allah, the more we go to Allah, the more He gives us. And again, what is the main core of that? Humble and humility. The more you humble yourself, the more Allah elevates you. There's no another way. And you cannot humble yourself when you're questioning others. You have to question yourself and question Allah. Meaning question Allah, meaning, oh Allah, give me. One time I was sitting in a meeting and a scholar going to speak with a language I do not understand. I'm ready to leave. He saw me. He came to me, tell me why you're leaving. I said, because I feel I'm not going to take anything. He said, take from whom? If you said to take from me, you are poor. You would not take too much. Because I'm poor too. But if you said with the intention you're going to take from Allah, I promise you, Allah will feed you something. He said, my son, he was a very old man. He said, take it from me. Don't ever sit in a gathering with arrogant. Or sitting in a gathering and said, I like this or I do not like that. Or this will benefit me, this will not benefit me. Or the language I do not understand. He said, say to his poverty to Allah, Allah will feed you. The way you sit, the way your heart is set, the way you receive. By this way, if I'm sitting and said, oh Allah, feed me, Allah will feed me. If I sit now and said, oh Allah, give me wisdom and give me light, Allah will give me. Allah will give me. I can look at you for a second and maybe Allah give me a message. It's not the word. It's not the knowledge. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because people cannot give you. We cannot give to each other without the will of Allah. By this way, you have to have set in your heart the poverty to whom? Allah. Even if I'm speaking with a different language. Another scholar, he have a habit. What's the habit? He used to faint. He talk and he faint. Tick. He go like this. And all his students have one thing in common. They do not leave. And he faint, he go to sleep, half an hour, 45 minutes, 1 hour. And he wake up and he continue exactly from where he stopped. And the student understand, his message to them said, don't leave, sit. You're sitting, just waiting for whatever Allah provide you is a provision from Allah to you. Do you understand? And this also, I heard, he used to do it on purpose to teach them patience and humble and humility to Allah. By this way, he would be sitting and he's like, half an hour, 45 later, and by the way, and such and such and such, and he continued. Exactly the way he stopped. And the people who sitting, if you sitting poor to Allah, you always will be junction with him. If you try to be arrogant or go to sleep or leave, you lost big time. And he died. And each one of Sakara, Allah give him certain knowledge and understanding. And once he died, their knowledge is dead. Except those who gain from them. They are the carrier of this knowledge. Do you understand or no? By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aziz and also muqtadir. Muqtadir meaning is the owner of all the ability to be delivered. Okay? And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned something about himself. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Subhana rabbika, praised your Lord. Rabbil izzah, the owner of dignity. Amma yasifun. What everything he's talking about. Now, what about the dignity of a human being? We talk about now the honor and dignity of Allah. And we said the honor of this dignity altogether is Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give it to whom he wants. You understand? By this way, each one of us has a different dignity from Allah. According to what?
Effort
toward Allah, sacrifice toward Allah, and willing and loving and fearing and respect to Allah. The more you have between you and Allah, the more Allah will give you. You cannot do it by your clothing or money or status or your brain. Nothing is come direct from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, let's see how a human being can have this dignity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained it in Surah Al-Imran. Allah ordained the topic of Izzah in Surah Al-Imran, verse 26. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according to this verse, is a hadith. What it say? مَنْ اَعْتَزَّ بِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ ذَلْ. Whoever want dignity in anything except Allah, Allah decrease him. وَمَنْ اَعْتَزَّ بِاللَّهِ عَزْ. And whoever have dignity with Allah, Allah elevate. I saw it in my life. The real dignity with what?
Allah.
With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in this surah, or says this verse, Allah, he give izzah liman yasha, tu'izzu man tasha, wa tu'dhillu man tasha. You elevate whom you want, and you decrease, and you disgrace whom you want. By this way, what is the topic now? Whom he want. Can I push for it? Can I push? No. If you really want to push to gain dignity, is only one way. Humble yourself. There's no another way. I promise you, go up and down. No elevation without humble. And no disgrace without arrogance. If you look to anybody, disgrace on earth, going like a dog, you'll find out something deep inside is arrogant. Arrogant and ego. Because the more you're getting closer to Allah, the more what? you come. You do not looking for anyone. You do not looking for somebody to satisfy.
When a person remembers Allah, does that make him humble?
You see, supposed to be. Allah said, if you remember Allah, it gives you tranquility, sakina, and tumanina. Why? With Allah. But what happens if you do zikr with your tongue and not with your heart? I see a lot of people do zikr and after zikr immediately, unbelievably stubborn and arrogant. How? Meaning you're not doing it really right. Because if I said, Subhanallah, who am I? I'm nothing. If I said, Allahu Akbar, who am I? I'm nothing. If I said, Ya Aziz, the owner of dignity, who am I? I'm nothing. By this way, any calling to Allah, you find out you are nothing. How you can be nothing and arrogant? How you remember Allah is almighty and you're arrogant? Arrogant about what? What do you have to be arrogant about? Tell me. What issue it should make you arrogant? Arrogant from shaitan. And arrogant make you forget the truth. Arrogant make you a liar. Arrogant make you a hypocrite.
In that case...
Go ahead.
In that case, we should always try to remember how little we are.
Sure, you have to. This iman. This real iman. When I go to the beach, I'm not going to the beach to take a dip. Because when I go to the beach and I look to myself in the front of all this water, who am I? And I remember when I swim in the swimming pool. After 2, 3 times, 10 times when I was young, you get tired. I remember when I used to go to the sea. You go and you think you did it. And you did what? You only 100 meter or 200 meter. And you feel like you're a big shot. If you go for 300, 400 meters, believe me, you start getting worried. When you see no land. You see, has anybody ever swim in the open sea and all of a sudden you find no land? It's very scary. You know why? You do not know which direction. If you're not really a good person, you can get lost. And just the feeling of getting lost, what happened? And it happened to me. I'm not talking from none. It happened to me. I was swimming with a few group of people. We're supposed to go to one island. We did it. We went to the island. Now come back. I'm so tired. But I have to. And almost like 1/3 of the way, I finished. My strength was gone. The people with me was more expert. Very expert. And everybody going to the shore, and I'm going back. Because the Quran took me back. Arrogant again. Finally, two of them discovered. They came to me with one big balloon, and I'm swimming with one hand, I'm holding with another hand. It's not easy. And this is what? I was far away from the land, approximately 30 minutes or 45 minutes or 1 hour by swimming. 1 hour. And how we are? Not even maybe less than 1/8 of a mile. 1/8 of a mile. Exactly. 1/8 of a mile or maybe 1/4 of a mile. How big is the ocean? How many miles? How insignificant we are. Tell me, how insignificant we are. And all that in Mediterranean. And Mediterranean is a sea, it's not even an ocean. How big is an ocean? Compared to the... You see, we are so... Shaitan make us so arrogant so quick. And we forget who we are. And this is why, in the early Islam, until even now, how you can be arrogant over somebody elder than you? Do you know his wisdom? Do you have patience until you see his wisdom? How you know? Maybe one word can change your life. And this is what I learned when I was young. You never know which word can benefit you. You never know. And you know what one scholar he said? The word you think is will not benefit you is the most beneficial for you. Why? Shaitan do not want you to listen. Shaitan do not want you to be humble. Humble and humility are above everything. One time I was one sheikh and he was sick. I said, I come back later. He said, why? He said, you're sick. You cannot talk to me too much. He said, can I tell you something? If you sit next to me and go to sleep, you're gaining a lot of knowledge. I said, how? He said, if you sit waiting for knowledge, Allah will love you. And you will become traveling and waiting for knowledge for Sabilillah. If you die, you die as a martyr. Even if I do not wake up. And for you, humble and humility and patient and wanting from Allah, I can be sleeping and Allah transfer knowledge from me, from my heart to you. And you receive it even in your sleep. Humble and humility is power. And this is what generates a patient. Arrogant generate what? Impatient. Doubt. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, now we're going to study how many style of people believe they have izzah or they gain izzah from other. Is many style. One of the first style is what? Anybody remember? Asnam. The statue. People go to the statue and try to gain power from it or dignity. How you know that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Maryam. وَاتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ آلِهَةً لِيَكُونُوا لَهُمْ عِزَّةً. They get another aliha, another creator, another God, another Lord among Allah or without Allah. Why? To generate izzah. And Allah talk about it again, but in different way, in Surah An-Nisa, verse 139. الَّذِينَ يَتَّخِذُونَ الْكَافِرِينَ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَيَبْتَغُونَ عِنْدَهُمَ الْعِزَّةِ فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. And those who have relationship with a disbeliever with the intention to gain elevation. Allah asks, are you going to gain izzah from them? No way. وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ جَمِيعًا. All the dignity belong to Allah. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 54, he talk about the believer is the owner of dignity. Why? أَذِلَّ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَعِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. They are humble and low with each other and very elevated above the disbeliever. Do you understand? By this way, if you try, how many people think my degree is the one who will give me dignity? My money is the one who will give me dignity? My shape and color will give me dignity? My height, my weight, my beauty, my mind. You see, a believer, none of the above. The believer is the owner of dignity belong to whom?
Allah.
Even knowledge. You can have all the knowledge in Islam. Doesn't mean nothing until Allah give you dignity. Okay? Now, Imam Abu Hamid al-Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi said, who among us have a lot of izzah? Who among us have the highest dignity? He said, the one among us, meaning the slave servant of Allah, the more you have izzah of Allah only, the more you have dignity between you and Allah only, the more Allah uses you to spread the goodness among the people. You see how it goes? You slave yourself to Allah only. You gain dignity from Allah only. Allah use you and make you the spreader of goodness between you. Do you see it or no? By this way, people is needing you for all the goodness. And he said after that, Imam Abu Hamid Ghazali, who's among us with high dignity? He said, the one, all the people in need of him. And he doesn't need you. What it mean? He go after that. He said, this is the one who lead the people of the goodness of what? They're here after. Their goodness of this life. He educated them about Allah. Who helped them to understand their deen. This is the job of whom? Messenger and prophet. And whom after that? And he said after that, those who are like that, they're very unique. They're rare. They're few among mankind. And whoever Allah use him in his own time to benefit other, he's among the Aziz of the slave servant of Allah. By this way, if you want to know who you are, see what you deliver. What you giving other. What you share with them. How much they need you. And how much you need them. And this coming after what? After humble yourself and humility and be patient until you gain. Wallahi people, wallahi I swear by Allah. I remember many nights. I used to sit down and read and study. I used to travel. And I used to talk to Allah. I said, Allah, oh Allah, allow me, ya Allah, to use this knowledge one day for my benefit and benefit other. Because at the time being, I do not understand what's going on. I was gaining a lot of knowledge and I said to myself, what I'm needing and what I need it for. Shaitan come to me and tell me what you need it for. You do not need it. But you never know which knowledge can benefit whom, when and where. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said also in Surah Al-Munafiqun, wal-a'azu billah, verse 8. وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةِ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَكِنَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. The dignity belongs to Allah and His Messenger and a believer. But the hypocrite, they do not know. Meaning sometimes people look, he's crazy. Don't listen to him. He's a wacko. You do not know him. He lost. By this way, people today look to the dignity according to what? Status and material. But this is a hypocrite. Because the real believer will look at you and say, please make dua for me. The real believer will say, excuse me, you know, I want to be with you. I want to spend my time with you. And if you are more believer, you said, I want to spend my life with you. Why? You value this. You do not want to lose it. Especially at this time. And this is what we do not get it yet. And in here he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained it. He closed it. The dignity belongs to Allah wa rasuluh wa lil mu'mineen. And he said something so beautiful, the author. He said, this is a blessing from Allah of your iman. This is a blessing from Allah of your iman. Meaning you humble yourself, you trust me, you believe in me, I will give you blessing. I elevate you. And this blessing and elevation give you blessing in everything. And what more blessing than guiding people to Allah? Tell me. What more blessing you can do than guiding people to Allah? By helping people to go from Jahannam to Jannah. Can you help more? If I feed you, after half an hour is gone. If I give you clothes, it's gone. Any physical need is beneficial for a short time, except only one thing, the knowledge of Allah. It has the ultimate bounty and benefit in this life and hereafter, meaning continuation of benefit all the time. He said something in here so beautiful. He said, if you look at dignity, he said, you know what this dignity is? It's a creation of Allah. is a giving, is a product. This product, what happened? Allah promised, He promised, He will give it only to certain people. By this way, what is the source of the product? Allah. By this way, can you get this product from any another source? In other words, you would be a fool. And this why, again, in Surah Fatir, verse 10, وَلِلَّهِ فَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ جَمِيعًا. The all dignity belong to Allah. Who closes this topic? Allah. If Allah closes all the dignity belong to Him, can I look to my skin, my color, my height, my money, my beauty, my intelligence, my ability? None of the above. What matter? Only one. Only one. Your belief and your humble and humility to Allah. And how much you really inside want Allah. This is what Allah want. Want Allah. Can I go on dignity? Sure you want. But you will not be having dignity. Only when you go for Allah. And Allah only. And now Allah feed you. You get it or no? Okay? Now, in meantime, in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 206, is a very, very straight warning. And this I see it all over. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and if you tell him, have taqwa, fear Allah, أَخَذَتْهُ الْعِزَّةُ بِالْإِثْمِ. Now he has dignity of his own arrogance. And he run. What Allah said? فَحَسْبُهُ جَهَنَّمُ وَلَبِئْسَ الْمِهَادُ. These people have Jahannam. And they will go having the worst ending. Today you said to people, listen to me please. No. And people get so arrogant and so stubborn. Again in their own mistake. Allah warning, He warning, so straight warning. Those who do that, their ending is Jahannam. Be careful. And this is why I tell you, one of the signs of the believer, when you make mistake, right away you said, oh Allah, forgive me. And you go to the person and said, forgive me. And you do not let it sit for too long. Don't. Humble yourself to Allah, humble yourself to other, and say, please forgive me. And don't run with arrogance and stubbornness. It's a sign of shayateen. Okay? And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He talking about the real richness is what? The richness of the soul. The richness of the heart. And this verse 273. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He talk about the people of dignity, who they are, the poor, the one belong to Allah, and you think they are maharij, but they have nothing. You see, you think you are, they are rich, but they are nothing. Today, sometime a Muslim meet you and tell you, do you have a need? Excuse me, if I have a need, do you think I will tell you? I cannot tell you. I have to talk to Allah. You should sense it. And you should be willing to give, not to ask me. This we talk about Al-Aziz. Now, let me tell you something about me now. If I'm reading that, can I read that and I do not want to be among those? No, unless you're dumb, you're arrogant. Can I look to my ability and my quality? No way. Because if I look to my ability and my quality, I will never go anywhere. For example, a lot of you are young. You're nobody. But can I say you're nobody? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the big disbeliever of Quraysh, rich people, they said, oh Muhammad, get rid of the poor people. Get rid of these people, this smelly. If you get rid of them, maybe we listen to you and we believe. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he think this is a good idea. Okay, poor people, please, can you leave? Is a big people coming? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala get upset. And he sent Jibreel right away. And he said, "Ya Muhammad, don't let your eyes even leave them. This poor people is the one Allah loves." Because today we said, oh, if so-and-so embraces Islam, he can do so. If so-and-so embraces Islam, he can do. If so-and-so embraces Islam, he has all this money. No. You can be the mud of the earth. You can be the lower of the lower. You can be the toilet tissue of the bathroom. But Allah can take you, switch you, and make you somebody. Only when you belong to Allah. Really. Because if we look, a lot of people embrace Islam in the time of Rasulullah. They have no status. They have no money. They have no beauty. They have no charisma. They have nothing. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sunnah, you have to have nothing. Why? Because by His way, when you go to Allah, you said, "Allah, I have nothing." But if you said, "Oh Allah, I have this, I have that," Allah can tell you, "Excuse me, what do you have?" You have nothing. You do not need nothing with Allah. You need Allah, and that's it. This name, we talked about it before. One of the stories, it shake my heart. A story, it happened in the time of Harun al-Rashid. Harun al-Rashid, sitting as a Khalifa and as a ruler, and one man enter, and he doesn't like the way he talk.
He doesn't like the way Harun talks?
No. Harun al-Rashid do not like the way the man talk.
Okay.
He commanding the soldier, "Come, take him, put him in jail." They put him in jail. The following day, Harun al-Rashid find him in the street. He said, "I said you will be in jail for such and such a time. How come you are in the street?" He said, "After they put me in jail, they left the door open. I left and they came." "Soldier, come here. Take him. Give him nafi. Put him in a seclusion in such and such an island." The following day, he find him. What happened to the soldier? A wave came, killing everybody. Many big fish came, eating the soldier. And he sit in the boat came by itself, and he walk in the street. He said, "Take him to the jungle." Another soldier took him, they walk in the jungle, couple of lions came, they eat the soldier, they leave the man alone, and the man came back. After 3 days of trial, Harun al-Rashid looked at him. Because these people was really good Muslim. He tell him, "What are you talking between you and Allah?" He said, "I do not talk between me and Allah except one word." He said, "What word is that?" He said, "I said, Ya Allah, Ya Aziz." He said, "Now I know." He said, "Soldier, come here with my personal horse." And he put his coat over him. And he said, "Go all over the market." And Harun with the maximum voice said, "This man, Harun al-Rashid, tried to disgrace him, and Allah refused except to give him dignity. If Allah give you dignity, nobody can stop it. And if Allah give you disgrace, nobody can give you dignity except Allah." By this way, what we should say all the time? Ya Aziz. Was the intention of Allah, give me dignity, Ya Allah. Give me dignity in this life. Give me dignity in the grave. Give me dignity in the day of judgment. Give me dignity in the Jannah. And the ultimate dignity in Jannah, to Allah choose you to be the one among those who see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night. Do you think now all mankind have the same goal? Do you think the one who make money every day have the same goal? Do you think they are equal in the eye of Allah? No. Now, if I have this goal, do you think this goal, it is questionable Meaning, I can delay it a little bit, or I can change it. Can anybody bargain you with different goal, higher than that? Tell me. Now the question coming to me and you. If this is my goal, and this goal is so elevated in the eye of Allah, and it's the most dignified and the most noble one in this life and hereafter, what make it change? A man? A woman? A money? A child? A status? What is it? Ask yourself. Because one day, I will tell you, you will be changed. You will be changed because your relationship with a man, a relationship with a money, or a woman, or a child. And if the status change, something wrong in your heart. May Allah save us and hold our heart only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because he's the one. This is the one. This is the highest elevation. Like one sheikh, he said, today we do not understand. Do you know what the really elevation in this dunya, what it means? It means you die with your finger up and said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Amantu billahi rabban wa bil islam deenan wa bi Muhammadan nabiyyan wa rasulah. If you die this way, this is the highest dignity. Even if you are in jail, even if you are in the bathroom, even if anywhere, because the main thing is to leave this dunya with your finger up, with your heart toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not your money. It's not where you live. It's not how much you accumulate. It's not how much your bank account. It's not the status in the college. No. It's the status between you and Allah. Now, question will be, how I know my status with Allah? Do you remember? Who remember among you? When the man asking the sheikh, how I know my status with Allah? Yes?
I think it's like when you go to sleep and when you wake up, you're like talking about
Allah. When you go to sleep and wake up, you talk about Allah. What else?
Also, when you look in your past and you see how much Allah has opened for you?
Look in the past and see what Allah opened for you. What else?
See what Allah is using you for.
Look what Allah is using you for. Look how you're spending your time. Look how what you're thinking about. Look what you desire. Look what you love. Look what you fear. Look what you respect. Look whom respect you and whom do not respect you. Do you get it or no?
Inshallah.
By this way, if I'm a Muslim now, inshallah, and I'm hearing this, what else I need in my life?
That's it.
Huh?
That's all.
That's all. But can I make dua and that's it? Or I have to make an effort? And I have to humble myself? How I humble myself? Anybody know? Huh? How you humble yourself? Don't fight on this. Become rebellious over anything against your will or something you do not like. Meaning, like one scholar said, the things you like and the things you dislike equal. The things you like and the things you dislike equal. Anybody understand this topic now? Allahum al-Aziz. What it mean? The owner of dignity. Anybody else the owner of this quality? Anybody else can give it to you? What Allah love? The one who have a strong will. Not a weak will. Can I have a dignity with a weak will? Can I have a dignity with low knowledge? Or no wisdom? Can I get any dignity without Allah?
No.
No way. Yes, Asim.
So the strength is coming from knowledge.
The knowledge of Allah.
Yeah.
Now, what about the ant? What about the bugs? What about all this knowledge? Every knowledge can enhance my life and can make me a better Muslim. For example, Asif lost 3 days. Why? Because a bug bite. Really? Why? Lack of knowledge and understanding. If he has the knowledge of understanding from the beginning, will decrease the time. You see? How many experiences we go through in life, and because of the lack of knowledge, we act in a hasty way, or we act with low knowledge, and we end up causing harm to ourselves, and before you know it, you pay the price. Whereas, way, Islamically, every piece of knowledge counts. And this is why, as an inviter, the more knowledge you have, the better for you. Because as soon or later, you will stop when you sit with people, different people. And when you sit with different people, wonder what happened. You might sit with artists, you might sit with a doctor, you might sit with an engineer, you might sit with a cook. And each one person has different caliber in life. Now, can you be sit like a zombie, doing nothing, knowing nothing? Or the more you know, the more give you the upper hand. You agree or no? And this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam invite us to some beautiful obligation. What is it? Seek knowledge. Male and female.
So it's also the more you know, the more you can give.
Exactly. The more you know, the more you can give. But if you decorate all this knowledge with what?
Humility.
Humility and? Manner and? Humble and? We talk about almost 13-14 quality. But the main concept is because you want to unite yourself to Allah and you want to do it for Allah only. Because, for example, if I'm doing it for me, I might not have patience. If I'm doing it for money, maybe somebody else can give me better money. If I do it for pleasure or desire, it will not work. Somebody else can give me much better. By this way, a Muslim, an inviter, has to work for what? Allah only. An intention has to be purely to Allah, nothing else. And believe me, this is very difficult. Very difficult. Very difficult to be really a belonging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why when you see somebody working for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah use him, don't look to his faults. Because maybe Allah look at his fault and said, I forgive you. Or I accept you the way you are. Because today we do that a lot. Nobody is perfect except one, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's the only perfect. You understand or not?
Inshallah.
Any question about Al-Aziz? You can sit, watch an ant and learn from it. You can watch a leaf and learn from it. You can watch even the air. Anybody ever watch the air in the sun? Yes? And what do you see?
Waves.
What else? If you see the sun going through a particle in the air, do you know what you discover? All these particles never hit each other. All of them go in rotation, but they will never hit each other. You can learn a lot. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala call us, go, look. Look to what? Look to the power of Allah. You will learn from it. Look to the sign of Allah. You learn from it. Whereas where any knowledge can enhance my life, can develop me, can make me a better Muslim, a stronger Muslim, is really needed for me. And today I will tell you, if you learn the knowledge of Islam, and you back it up with any amount of understanding and knowledge of dunya, but the real one, you will be a powerful inviter. Because you need. Any question about Al-Aziz? Now sit down for a few minutes and let's call Allah Al-Aziz. We're going to call Allah Al-Aziz 100 times and after that ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us dignity inshaAllah. اللهم أعزنا بالإسلام وأعز الإسلام بنا اللهم أعزنا بك يا الله اللهم أعزنا بك يا الله اللهم أعزك بنا يا الله اللهم يا عزيز يا عزيز يا عزيز يا الله يا معز يا الله أعزنا بك يا ربي ولا تذلنا لأحد إلا أنت يا ربي فالمذل لك معزة Oh Allah, give us dignity with you, Ya Allah. And make us elevated. And oh Allah, give us dignity with Islam. And give Islam dignity with us, Ya Allah. And oh Allah, don't disgrace us except you. And don't us go low except for you. And oh Allah, whoever coming low to you, you elevate him. O Allah, make us among those who are low for you, Ya Allah. And elevate us, Ya Allah, in this life, in the grave, and in hereafter, Ya Allah. What time now?
3:41.
What's that?
3:41.
Al-Jabbar. Believe it or not, when I was young, we always misunderstand the word Al-Jabbar. All my life, Al-Jabbaru, the strong one, the one able to do, you know, the one overseeing everything, is correct. But also Jabbaru, coming from the verb Jabara. And Jabara, they said it coming from Islah, the one who fix the broken things. I remember when I was young, I fall down from a tree. And my hand almost have cracked. And my father tell me, let me take you to Jabbar. What is Jabbar? It was an old man. He used to call him Jabbar. Why? Because he do Jabr. He takes a hand, he touch it, he twist it, he put a couple of pieces of wood, and he tie it with some wool, and he do Jabr. Jabr meaning he fix it, and put it in its own place. By this way, if you can fix something and put it in its own place, they said this person is Jabara. Okay? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Jabbar. But Jabbar has many meaning and has many way of delivering the Jabr. Jabbar coming from verb Jabara, in the meaning of Islah, to fix things. Al-Jabbar also from Al-Alu, from the elevation. So also Jabbar, big, nobody can do anything to him. And strength and power. And also they said Al-Jabbar coming from Al-Ijbar. For example, I can twist your arm, make you go bow or make sajda. What it mean? I push you to. Okay? By this way, anybody can twist you and put you down. That's it. Surrender. And he said, all this meaning do not be accepted except to whom? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when you label it to Allah, is elevation, because Allah He owned it. For example, if Allah give you calamity to humble you, Allah give you calamity to humble you, or Allah give you a disease or a situation, the main concepts you find, He put you in the Quran. Why? He tell you, this mean, what do you want now? You see? And he said, any quality of this for Allah is elevation. and what is the completion of the name of Allah. But for a human being, it's a disgrace. For example, if somebody said, so-and-so Jabbar, what does it mean? He's so arrogant. And so arrogant with power. But so arrogant with power for a human being is not liked. You see? Nobody likes the arrogant and the oppressor. Nobody. But for Allah, He do it with wisdom and rahmah and all the quality. And this is why nobody can deliver it except Allah. And he said something so beautiful. What about me? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He do jabr to the Muslim. Meaning if Allah love you, if Allah choose you, He do what? He do jabr to you. Meaning He will do islah to you. How? He give you a calamity, a disease, a minus in you, in your shape or color or quality. What it do? To humble you. If you look to the whole wisdom of Allah, because human being always love to be what? Arrogant. And anything Allah put it in your life, I promise you, it's just to break your nose. Because no elevation without what? Breaking your nose. When he said, don't sit like this, sit like this. Make your nose always going down. It's very important. They said, even don't sit eating like a king. It's a makruh. Anybody know how is it?
Just take up for it.
When you sit leaning with your hand in the side and you're eating with your mouth up. Do you understand it or no? Because the king always sit with arrogant, the back towards the wall or towards the chair, whatever. Okay? And the Muslim sitting towards the front, humble. Humble to the one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide to you. You see how small but meaning a lot? Yes. If I see you eating, I can tell you exactly what you have. Because the way you look at food, the way you eat, it can tell you a lot about the person. I met many people. In a few minutes, right away, I can tell you who they are. The way they eat. For example, if you're selfish, if you care about yourself only, if you don't care about others, a lot. Or if you're picky, if you're choosy, if you're not satisfied. Because our behavior is a reflection of our heart. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He jabara al-mu'mineen wal-muslimin with His rahmah. Allah, He fixed us with His rahmah. And this why He said the calamity of a Muslim is what? Beneficial. And the calamity of a disbeliever is dunya, is material. Because the more Allah give him, the more he believe in himself. And this why today, we did exactly like the disbeliever. When Allah give us money and status, we happy. And when Allah take, we just upset. It's the opposite. Because the more Allah give you is a trial. This is the beginning of your trial. To Allah check you out. Why when you are a woman or when you are a girl, once you get married, you change. What change? Change should be changed to the better. But actually when I look, the majority of Muslim women, when they marry, they change the worst. And when Allah give her a child, instead of being more humble, you become more arrogant. And more stubborn. And more like dictatorship. Why? Who give you the child? And Allah is in Surah Al-Hash, verse 23, He talk about Himself. And one of the names, Al-Jabbar, Al-Mutakabbir. Now, who among us is really Jabbar in earth? And is needed? And beneficial? The one who jabara himself. The one who fight himself. To the point, he becomes a ruler of himself. Himself is not his own ruler. Meaning, if everything is according to your desire, you finished. Meaning, you are your own Lord. Allah is not your Lord. For example, today, I was talking to somebody and said to me, I'm moody today, don't talk to me. I said, can we be moody every day? Can we do business with each other, or dealing with each other, or having a relation with each other according to my mood? Very dangerous. Because this, it needs what? Honesty and sincerity. How many Muslim women, before their menses, they hide it from the husband, just to be aware? Why you do not say, excuse me, my husband is coming very soon, please, be careful, please, be aware, my hormone is going up and down, I will be not stable. Is this not honesty? And you're supposed to be doing zikr a lot to protect yourself from your shayateen. You're supposed to clean up. Clean up in your heart. But it's when any given time, shaitan do not bubble you up. If shaitan bubble you up, something wrong. Is this not a basic to live for the message? What about me if I'm a man? Why we become so arrogant? Why we become so ego? And we're running from each other? Why? Don't forget, knowledge gives you arrogance. The more you gain knowledge, it gives you arrogance, unless you are purely to Allah. And the arrogance of knowledge is more dangerous than arrogance of money. It destroys you. And Imam Abu Hamid al-Ghazali, he said, the elevation of a human being in earth according to his humble and humility to Allah. The more you humble and humility, the more you disgrace yourself for Allah, the more Allah elevates you. And the elevation in here, how much people in need of you, how much you can benefit people. You see? The more you can benefit people, the more you are belong to Allah with this quality. And this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a long hadith, he said, if Musa alayhi salam come down, he will not do anything except follow me. He did not sue it for arrogance. He sue it with belonging to Allah. And I am the leader of mankind in the day of judgment. Walafah. And I'm not boasting myself. And he said also, Imam Abu Hamid Ghazal, he said, and the one among us who do jabr to himself, the one who destroy her nafs, by this way, your nafs will be humble and humility to Allah, to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and be kind to others. And to clean up your heart and your mind from the waswas of the shaitan. Because too much waswasa is a weakness. Yeah. Is a very bad weakness. Because shaitan can get you. Meaning you're not close to Allah. If you're close to Allah with really zikr, shaitan cannot get you for a long time. And you will wake up in no time. And this need what? Tarbiyah. And tarbiyah meaning the constant education, the constant reminder, and the constant relationship, the constant companionship. All this together give you the tarbiyah. And from your end, the constant obedience and constant humble and humility to whom you learn from. Now, what about the quality Allah hates among us? He warned us not to have. If we go to Surah Hud 59, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talk about those who disobey Allah with stubbornness and arrogance. Is stubbornness and arrogance one of the quality Allah promised? He will not guide those who are stubborn and arrogant. That's why if you look at us sometime, you find certain people have a pattern. Pattern of bad action. And if you look in the pattern, you find some arrogant inside. Really. All the disease, the root of all that is what? Arrogant and stubbornness. They coming as a package together. And they coming with blindness. And this is why, once you humble yourself, and you go to the person, you go to Allah, oh Allah, give me tawbah, forgive me so and so, you can see. Because the vision from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the end of this verse, he said, وَاتَّبَعُوا أَمْرَ كُلَّ جَبَّارٍ عَنِيمٍ. They follow every jabbar aneem. For example, when you look at us, when shaitan comes, what's the first thing he does? He says, for example, why you look at him? Why he talk like that? He doesn't know who he is. What do you think? They make you hate the other person. And he bubble you up to make you above the another person. You have to be above. And after that, they make you look to the mistake. And forget your own mistake. Make you forget about the goodness of the person. And make you remember your goodness. And they keep bubbling you up. Why? Because I'm not in the state of humble in the first place. Because if I'm in the state of humble in the first place, I will never do that. You understand? And this is why. The mother of goodness is what? Humble and humility and good manner. This is the core. And the core of all the badness and stubbornness and bad manner. And they're coming as a package. You get one, buy one, get two for free. You see? I'm serious. I promise you, you have one, you have the three, you have one, you have the three. And any situation in your life you do not like, just for what? To humble you. And any situation you like, actually to trim you and quick worry about it, not to be destroyed. And also Allah talk about the disbeliever also and the hypocrite as what? Zidu jidan. What meaning? Argue. And argue again from what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said it in Surah Ghafir, verse 35. Those who do jidal, and they argue without power from Allah, without knowledge, Allah hate them most. Hate them most.
What was that?
Those who do argue without the power of Allah, meaning without knowledge. And Allah said, why Allah do that to them? Because Allah veils them. And clothe their heart. Why? Because they are mutakabbir and jabbar. Again. They are arrogant with stubbornness. This, believe it or not, a disease is spread among us today. Argue, arrogant, and stubbornness. And you argue without no knowledge. Because the person who has no knowledge will believe me, he will never argue. If you argue somebody and has knowledge more than you, know what he does? He be quiet. He will not argue you. And is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this you find it in Musnad al-Imam Tirmidhi and Ahmad. And the hadith of the meaning of wukilat an-nar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give wukala to the nar, Allah almost like a promise to the fire of Jahannam of three people. It's a severe torture in Jahannam for three people. What they are? بِمَنْ جَعْلَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرٍ. For those who have another Lord with Allah, association with Allah. وَبِكُلِّ جَبَّارٍ عَنِيدٍ. With every arrogant and stubborn. And وَالْمُصَوِّرِينَ. And those who do picture of a human being or an animal or something. Okay?
Isa alayhi salam, in one hadith of the meaning of, he said, Tuba, a level in Jannah, to whom Allah elevate him with Quran and let him learn Quran, and he will not die with takabbur in his heart. Because actually when you study Quran, what is the root of Quran? It makes you fear. It makes you nobody. Allah is everything. Tell me now, if I'm reading Quran and I'm learning about Allah, what makes me arrogant? Actually, I should be more humble, humble, humble. This why when you look to the real, real good scholar, you will sit next to them. He will never tell you I'm a scholar. He will not tell you I'm so and so. Like I remember one of the scholars, I met him. I forget his name now. He's from India. And his passport, it said, Talib al, seeker of knowledge. And he was 92. And when they stopped him in immigration in here, they said, seeker of knowledge, what university? He said, the University of Dunya. He said, how long you study? He said, all my life. He said, when are you going to stop? He said, when I die. Because it's the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Seek knowledge from the early stage of life until your grave. By the way, you never said, I have enough, or I know it. Like some scholar, really good scholars, they like to hear knowledge from others. This is a real one. Because you might hear it from another person in different way, and you learn. Today I look to Masajid, I go, and once they said so-and-so is coming, they leave. Sit down, listen to each other. You can learn a lot. Even if he's wrong, still you're learning. How you know? May Allah save all of us. Wallahi, may Allah save all of us. Today, if you're running after dunya or you're crying after dunya, you're dumb. You're really dumb. We are in the end of time without no doubt. We are in the end of time without no doubt. And we are running too quick, more than you imagine. And before you know it, 1, 2, 3, your life is gone. And you will be under.
What advice did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give to people at the end of time?
Okay. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, give me one moment and I will give you some of them. Okay. I like so much is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we say that before the hadith I remind you and myself with the Surah Al-Hadid. Surah Al-Hadid. And in Surah Al-Hadid, I don't remember the verse now. أَعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعْبٌ وَلَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala call us and tell us, أَعْلَمُوا, you have to know, this dunya, لَعْبٌ وَلَا, is a toy, an illusion, وَزِينَةٌ وَتَفَاخُرٌ, and decoration, and a championship, بَيْنَكُمْ, between each other, وَتَكَاثُرْ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ, and increasing in children, and money. كمثل غيث. The example of غيث. Big rain. أعجب الكفار نباته. The kuffar, they like the fruit and the crops of this غيث after that. ثم يهيج. After that, will go away. فتراه مصفرا. And after that, the trees become yellowish. ثم يكون حطاما. What it mean? Any tree, it give you crops, it has an end. And the end, it get old, it get weak, the leaves become yellowish, meaning is not having enough water coming to it, meaning the water is dying stage. What it mean? Finished. And after that become a bunch of wood. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ. and the hereafter is severe torture. وَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانٌ and forgiveness from Allah and the pleasure of Allah. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ and what is this dunya except the illusion and the deceiving of the maghroor, the one who are really, what is maghroor in English?
Proud.
Eh?
Proud.
It's a proud, but it can be made something else. It's more than that. But anyway, in here is also something about Quran. When you go to the third of the Quran, close to the end, the Quran becomes so precise. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in one sentence, He said, in the end, you will find it bunch of wood. Bunch of wood like ready to be fired and put in the fire. And it will be a severe torture. Severe torture of what? The one who belonged to that. وَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانٌ And forgiveness and the pleasure of Allah. Look at my hand. You know what Allah did? He gave you two right away. Two, only two. Torture and forgiveness and pleasure. And you have to choose right away. Today, once I talk like that, he said, excuse me, 50-50. We have to balance it. Allah did not say that. Allah said, either this or this. But we cannot take this talk today. We cannot. Now, عن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما, he said, أخذ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بمنكبي. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he took my shoulder. And he said, كن في الدنيا كأنك غريب أو عابر سبيل. Be in this dunya, in this life, كأنك غريب. Like a foreigner. أو عابر سبيل. Or a traveler. Do you see it? وكان ابن عمر يقول and ابن عمر he said إذا أمسيت فلا تنتظر الصباح if you go to evening don't expect you're going to get up وإذا أصبحت فلا تنتظر المساء and if you are in the morning don't wait for evening وخذ من صحتك لمرضك and take from your health to your sickness وَمِنْ حَيَاتِكَ لِمَوْتِكَ And from your life to your death. Meaning today you can able, tomorrow you cannot. Today you can do, today you can read. Don't waste your time. Don't. Today what amazing, the majority of young people wasting their time a lot. A lot of wasting their time. How you can have a goal and wasting your time? How? When Allah give you time, you say, I want time. Okay, Allah give you time. What you do with the time? And be careful. If you talk like that, as soon or later, Allah takes the time away from you. I saw it in my life. If you ask for time and you abuse your time, Allah will take the time away from you completely. And before you know it, you will be disgraced in dunya again. Imam Nawawi, he make tafsir of this hadith. And he said something so beautiful. Don't be close to dunya. And don't make it as your resident. And don't think you're staying forever. And don't be attached except of whom attached of a leaf to just bring him to the shore. Do you get it or no? For example, if you're swimming in the ocean and you're drowning, how much wood you need to come to the shore? Anything to make you flow, you're fine. Just to make you flow, you're fine. Any extra in wood, it doesn't matter. Once you flow, that's it. These people, when they talk, really, they talk so small, but a lot of meaning. And also Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, مَا لِي وَلِلْ دُنْيَا. What about me and dunya? مَا أَنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا كَرَاكِبْ. I am in dunya like a man, a passenger over a horse. And this passenger was going. And he sat underneath a tree, of the shade of the tree. ثُمَّ رَاحَ وَتَرَكَ. He left it and he left it. Meaning, if you sit underneath the shade of the tree, are you belong to the shade of the tree? Why? Why he sit the shade of the tree? Anybody know?
It's comfort.
You take rest and move.
You make rest and move. What else? Something very important. If anybody say it, you would be awana.
Because the shade of the tree is not there.
The shade of the tree doesn't stay forever. Even if you decided to sit, the shade will not sit. By the way, if you think you are lunatic and you like the shade, when I was young, I used to sit in the shade. And all of a sudden, I wake up, I'm burned. Why? I look, where is the shade? The shade is gone. But the shade was here. I did not study. I was too young. I was a fool. I'm still a man. In one aspect of another, really. Because he said, the real wise, the one who divorces dunya and leaves with empty hand. And the fool who doesn't prepare himself for death. And Aisha radiallahu anha, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to her, if you want company me after you die, if you want join me, be in this dunya ka passenger. And don't ever sit with rich people. Don't ever sit with rich people. And don't buy a dress over a dress. Don't accumulate. Don't accumulate in this dunya. And one day, we know the story, she had 80,000 dinar came to her. And in the same evening, she has nothing. In one day, she did everything. And her own maid, she asked her, did you lift some dirham, some money to buy a piece of meat? She said, I forget. Imagine you have 80,000, you spend it for Sabilillah, but you forget to buy a piece of meat. Today, if I did this today, they said to me, you're crazy. Right? And we hear the story of Salman al-Farisi before he died. And he said, I disobey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they asked him, how come? He said, I have to dress. By this way, we see what's going on. And Salman, the one Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to say, Salman minna ahl al-bayt. Salman among me and my family. Whoever makes Salman upset, he make me upset, he make Allah upset. Who makes Salman happy, he make me happy, he make Allah happy. Look at the status of Salman. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, and in other report, in Ibrahim alayhi salam and Musa alayhi salam, they said, Ya dunya, O dunya, ما أهونك على الأبرار الذين تزينت لهم. Oh dunya, how insignificant you are in the heart of the people belong to Allah. You decorate yourself to them. I put in their heart to dishate you. And was sabr anki, and patient without you. I did not create anything lower than you, the earth. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ خَلْقًا أَهْوَنَ عَلَيَّ مِنْكِ إِنِّي قَضَيْتَ عَلَيْكِ يَوْمَ خَلَقْتُكِ أَنْ لَا تَدُومِ لِأَحَدٍ وَلَا أَحَدْ يَدُومُ لَكِ. In the day I create you, I promise you will not stay for anybody and nobody staying for you. Now, as a Muslim, we know that, right?
Yeah.
We know it. Now, how many days or how many times in a day we think about Jannah? How many times in a day we think about Jahannam? How many times we think daily, how I can please Allah? How I can do something to please Allah? How I can gain my day? Believe me, one Shaykh long time ago teach me. He told me every day, ask Allah to gain your day. Don't ever week. Don't ever think for a week. Every day, ask, oh Allah, make me gain my day. Oh Allah, make this day witness to me, not against me. Because if you go day by day, you might gain something. Once you go by week and month, shaitan will get you. And this is why Rasulullah he said, if dunya equal in the eye of Allah, one wing of a mosquito, he will never allow a disbeliever to drink a sip of water. One Indian inviter to Allah, and a scholar, he tried to give people the message. Nobody listened to him. He worked, he make a lot of money. And he disappeared. And after he disappeared, they heard he came back to the village. When he came back to the village, they asked him, what you did? He said, I went to buy some merchandise. He said, what you bought? He took them to a small shack, like a small house. And he said, come on, I show you what I bought. After all this year of work. They opened the door, they found a bunch of dead mosquito. The whole room, just a small shack, full of dead mosquito. They asked him, what are you doing? Are you crazy? You lost your mind? He said, why? They said, you're spending all this time to collect a dead mosquito? He said, if this is in your eyes, I'm crazy, what about you? Allah said, this dunya and what it contains, not equal one wing of a mosquito. I'm filling the room with mosquito. The whole dunya and what it contains, not equal one wing of a mosquito. And you have a room full of mosquito. Which one is more crazy? The one running after one wing, or the one running after all this mosquito? They said, you give us the message. You see? Because actually when you look in a mosquito, you hardly see the wing. The wing of the mosquito is very light. You have to understand when Allah talk, what it means. When Rasulullah he said, this dunya is not equal in the eye of Allah, a wing, not a mosquito, a wing of a mosquito. This mosquito, the one is so insignificant, the one Allah sent him to destroy a whole kingdom, the kingdom of Namrud, in the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Imagine, a whole kingdom Allah destroyed with what? With mosquito. And after that, I woke with arrogance. I think I know what? Do you know 1 minute from now what will happen? Do you know if you're going to stay in your mind or not? How many people wake up cannot talk? How many people they said we lost the memory? How many people urinate in themselves and they cannot control themselves? How many people wake up cannot breathe? How many people wake up cannot feel anything? How many people cannot wake up at all? One person of the Tabi'a Tabi'in, his name is Dahik ibn Sufyan, or Tabi'in radiallahu anhu. Actually, he was a companion, I'm sorry. He said, Ya Dahik, ma ta'amuk? Oh, man, what is your food? He said, Ya Rasulullah, al-lahmu al-laban, meat and milk. He said, and after that, go to what? He said, Ya Rasulullah, go to what you know? He said, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ دَرَبَ مَا يَخْرُجْ مِنْ إِبْنِ آدَمْ مَثَلًا لِلدُّنْيَا. Allah, He gives the example of what coming from you, meaning number two, the example of dunya. And we know the story of Rasulullah, he takes a companion to the suburb of Medina in a garbage dump. And he saw the sheep, the dead one. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, why you bring us here? He said, I want to ask you a question. Who buy this for a dirham? Like 1 cent, 1 penny. He said, Ya Rasulullah, even if it's alive, I would not buy it. I would buy it dead, rotten. I would not. He said, Wallahi, I swear by Allah, the dunya is so disgraced in the eye of Allah more than you disgraced this dead sheep. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, Ad-dunya dara man la dara lahu. Dunya is a house of those who have no house. I want you to understand this. The house of those have no house. وَلَهَا يَجْمَعْ مَنْ لَا عَقْلُ لَهُ. And for the dunya, the one has no brain, he calculate and accumulate for it. This is the one who has no brain. وَمَالَ مَنْ لَا مَالَ لَهُ. And those who have money, the one have no money. Do you get it or no? If you have house in here, most likely you have no house in the akhirah. If you accumulate dunya here, you have no dunya in akhirah. And if you're running after it here, you have no brain. And look at today, the majority of the ummah. The majority of the ummah running after the bread, after this, after that. There's many ahadith about that. And many verses like that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-An'am verse 32, He said, Dunya is only a toy and illusion. And Akhirah is the real resident to those who have piety. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questioning us, did you not comprehend? You know, today, lately, when I think about ourselves, about me, do we really believe in Allah? Do we really believe in Akhirah? Do we really believe in Jannah and Jahannam? If this we believe, what's the problem? Why I get moody? Why I get upset every day? What upset me? And don't let Shaitan play game and give you different a topic. Because if you're patient where you are, I promise you, this is the knowledge. If Allah give you, ordain you in certain situation, be patient. You will see what Allah do. And we know the famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, من أحب دنيا أضر بآخرة ومن أحب آخرة أضر بدنيا فآثر ما يبقى على ما يفنى. Whoever love his dunya, he destroy his آخرة. Whoever love his akhira, he will destroy his dunya. Choose what is staying of what is leaving. He tell you choose. What about the another hadith? This hadith Qudsi. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya dunya, man khadamaki fastaghdimi. Wa man khadamani faghdimi. O dunya, whoever slave himself to you, make him your slave. and whoever slave himself to me be his own slave. And this is what one scholar a long time ago he said. He says the companion slave themselves to Allah. Allah slaves the dunya for them. And today we slave ourselves to dunya, Allah make dunya slave, our slave. Or us become their slave. What we accumulating? What we doing? And in mean this time, can you have dignity? No way. And whoever come closer to dunya, listen now what will happen. Whoever أشرب حب الدنيا التاطة منها بثبات. Whoever drink from the cup of dunya, he will get three major diseases. شقاء لا ينفد. Agony without no ending. Why agony in this life and agony in this hereafter? وحرص لا يبلغ غنى. And he always want a more, 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 more. And you will never reach it. Never anybody want, he will reach what he want. I promise you. Why? Rasulullah promised that. وَأَمَلٌ لَا يَبْلُغُ مُنْتَهَى. And you always will have a long hope, you will never reach it. فالدنيا طالبة ومطلوبة. الدنيا is calling you or you calling the dunya. فمن طلب الدنيا طلبته الآخرة. Whoever want dunya, akhirah will come and take him. Meaning death will come. ومن طلب الآخرة طلبته الدنيا حتى يستوفي منها رزقا. And if you seek akhirah, dunya will running after you until you get what is written for you. And whoever look to the disgrace of dunya, meaning if you look to the glory of the people who are rich and have this and that, Allah promised to disgrace you. And whoever running to fulfill his desire, he will not get it in the hereafter. And whoever be patient of what Allah ordained for him, Allah elevate him and give him in Jannah of what he never expected. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah he save the abd al-mu'min from the dunya the way you're saving your sick from eating and drinking. By this way, if you look to all messenger and prophet came in with what? One message. Leave this dunya. What the disease of the ummah today? Dunya. No doubt about it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every day a call. Leave dunya to the people who belong to dunya. Who either take from dunya more than what he take, it will get him and he will never feel it. Whoever run after dunya of an issue he doesn't need, dunya will get him before he feel it. Look at us today. Look at the Muslim in Europe, in America, in Australia, and all over. We accumulate. What we accumulating for? What we want? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he asked him, do you want to be a prophet of Allah? Or nabiyun, malik al-nabiyun? Or you want to be a king, messenger? He said, no, a poor prophet. Jibreel alayhi sallam asked him, why? He said, to I have eat one day and be hungry one day. Like Yusuf alayhi sallam. He asked him why. He said, if I eat, I thank Allah. If I get hungry, I do tadarra and cry to Allah. One of the tabi'een, according to him, he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said of the meaning of dunya ayyamun wa tanqadi. Days and will go away. وَلَا يَغْلُبُ الْأَيَّامَ إِلَّا مَنْ عَرَى. This, believe it or not, I believe it 100%. Nobody will overcome the days except those who are content. For example, if you get upset any day, why are you upset?
Discontent.
Not content. If you content, what's your problem? Do you think you have a problem? No. You only feel a problem when you what?
Discontent.
The day becomes so heavy. And it's not going anywhere. I need sleeping pills. I need to sleep. I need to run away. But when you content, the day is very short, very light. Has a lot of benefit, a lot of blessing. Wallahi, people. When I spent a lot of time alone in the past, I used to have unbelievable time. And time used to be too fast, more than you imagine. And I'm alone. And I discovered time was very fast. And believe me, it's the most happy time. Because when you're alone, and you do not see nobody, you're not committing sins, you're not causing mischief by your heart, or by your eyes, or by your tongue, you're not doing anything. And I used to remember, even my sleeping will be a worship. My eating become worship. Very powerful. Today, we feel lonely when we are alone. And this is the opposite. If you belong to Allah, you will feel so bounty when you're alone. And you feel lonely when you are belong to people. Doesn't mean you do not sit in a gathering like that. Why? If you sit alone without the right knowledge, shayateen will get you. And this is why the early scholars said, you cannot be in a seclusion unless you reach a certain level of knowledge. You cannot, and otherwise shayateen will get you. And you cannot handle it, and you will never know. This hadith now I really love so much, and I thank Allah He make me see it now. Really. And this hadith of the meaning of, and another riwayah is just an athar. Athar meaning the call of some of the companion. They said, إِذَا رَأَيْتُم مَّن يَزْهَدْ فِي الدُّنْيَا فَدْلُوا مِنْهُ فَإِنَّهُ يُلَقَّى الْحِكْمَةِ. If you see somebody divorcing dunya, get closer to him. He is receiving the wisdom of Allah. By this way, what is the main principle? Leaving dunya. If you're leaving dunya, you are belong to Allah and the wisdom will come. And we have to understand zuhd in dunya. Divorcing dunya doesn't mean you do not eat, you do not drink, you do not clothes. No. They said you can have money, you can have clothing, you can have food, but you not belong to it. You're not running after. You do not seek it. It doesn't bother you. If it come, alhamdulillah. If it doesn't come, alhamdulillah. Huge difference. Huge difference between, because this is why now is knowledge. Knowledge is very powerful. You can have, but what you have, you're using it for sabilillah. And this is why, again, you cannot go to this issue without the right knowledge from every aspect. And otherwise, shaitan get you and make you think you are so good and you're not good. You're so bad, but you do not know. You have to seek the right amount of knowledge before you do that by yourself. Is this understood? Yes or no? Now, my advice to you when you're young and you're hearing all this, just unite your heart to Allah. Live day by day. Go to your own routine life. But, oh Allah, don't make me abd of dunya. Make me abd of you, Ya Allah. Don't make my provision difficult. Make my provision easy. And God blessing in me and my provision, Ya Allah. You see? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make it so easy for you. Only Allah. Allah can send you and give you in a way you never expected. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can put barakah in you in a way you never expected. Only by whom?
By Allah.
Only by Allah. And this needs a lot of dua. Really a lot of dua. A lot of zikr. A lot of humble and humility. A lot of patience. A lot of reading Quran. It cannot just to come like that. A lot of seeking knowledge. A lot of asking questions. A lot of consultation. You take it as a package. Don't run away quick. You run away quick, shaitan will get you. Will get you so severe. Or he will tell you, I have to do it. Or he make you feel you are so good. And you forget who you are. Please take it from me. The first stage of going up is very difficult. And you cannot go without what? Patience, gratitude, humble and humility, contentment. Don't run, don't rush. Don't want to change your weeks or month. Go day by day. What happens if I have a beautiful goal but I cannot reach it? Just be patient. Be patient. He's the one he can give you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, somebody asked him about zuhd. Zuhd in Arabic meaning the divorce of dunya. You have nothing in your heart. And he tell him, one man asked him, Man azhad al-nas? Whom, Ya Rasulullah, the most one who divorced dunya? What Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? Man lam yansa al-qabr wal-bala'a. Whoever do not forget the grave and the rotten body in the grave. وَتَرَكَ فَضْلَ زِينَةِ الدُّنْيَا. And he leave the decoration of dunya. وَآثَرَ مَا يَبْقَى عَلَى مَا يَفْنَى. And he prefer what staying over what leaving. وَلَمْ يَعُدْ غَدًا فِي أَيَّامٍ. And he did not calculate tomorrow among his days. وَعَدَّ نَفْسِهِ مِنَ الْمَوْتَى. And he consider himself a dead today. You know, this hadith, it really scared me. You know why it scared me? In my life, I deal with each other, and I find out we're willing to go upset, or angry, or moody for a long time. How I can be belong to Allah, and I be moody every day? How I can worry and get upset over small things when it really is not a big deal? Tell me how. Meaning I forget. Once you forget, shaitan will come. And he talk to you about tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. But believe me, life is so beautiful when you take it day by day. So beautiful. But when you try to accomplish something, when you try to really living your day with benefit. Al-Junaid, one of the early tabi'in, he said something so beautiful. When they asked him, what is zuhd? He said, خلو القلب عما خلت منه اليد. To have your heart empty of what you have in your hand. Do you get it? Meaning you can have $1 million in your hand, but you do not have it in your heart. You can have clothing, you can have money, you can have food, but with the intention, if Allah open, I will give, no problem. I'm not accumulating, it's not in my heart. Imam Ahmad, he asked him, what is Zuhd? He said, Zuhd is three levels. The first level, if people leave haram. People leave the haram. the forbidden. And this, he said, is the majority. He said, second is the second level. When you leave the halal, and this is special people. And the third, to leave anything make you occupy from Allah. And this is the closest people to Allah. By the way, the early scholars, they said, don't hear this talk and try to imitate it right away. Don't. You cannot handle it. It needs a lot of knowledge and a lot of guardian. You cannot just go boom. Shaitan will get you so severe. To leave the halal, meaning is a lot of halal Allah give you. But if you try to accumulate today, sometime today you said, oh, don't do that. This is not haram. But we keep accumulating. It's not haram. We cannot say haram. It's halal. But what you accumulating for? You see? One of the early people, they asked him, what is zuhd? He said, it's a language, it's a word. It meaning, you're leaving something, even if you need it, because you're leaving it for something better than that. They asked Ibn Taymiyyah, rahmatullah, he said, what is zuhd? He said, leaving anything do not benefit you of akhirah. Leave it. And Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, his student, in Madarij al-Salikin, this book, he said, this sentence, Imam Ibn Taymiyyah, he said, is the most shortest one and the most comprehensive one he ever heard. Leave anything, it will not benefit you in Akhirah. Now, one of the wise people, he said, if somebody call you with good name or bad name and make you have the same feeling, this zuhd. Meaning if somebody cursing you or insulting you or tell you, MashaAllah, you so and so, is equal, this zuhd. He said, because zuhd, number one in money, second in food, third in clothing, and number four to have the company of people. And if you do that, nothing would bother you. Why? You're not running after a degree. You're not running after a status. You're not running after somebody call your name. And they said in here, and this why, the last thing, get out of the heart of the people close to Allah, is the hubb riyasa, the love of being somebody. And today what happened? Everybody want be somebody. This is a song. Everybody want be somebody. And a real mu'min, what happened? He do not want be anybody. Why? He afraid. You see the opposite? And somebody else, he said, الزهد هو أن لا تطلب المفقود حتى تفقد الموجود. He said, زهد is, don't seek what you do not have, unless you spend what you have. Do you get it? This big word, believe it or not. Don't seek what you do not have. Don't seek what you do not have, unless you spend what you have. Ibn Adam, one of the early tabi'in, he said something so beautiful, so beautiful. This man, Allah yarhamu, yarda alayhi rahmah, Ibrahim ibn Adam. He said, heart is veiled with three things. Listen carefully now. Heart is veiled over three things: happiness, sadness, and joy. Happiness, sadness, and joy. He said, if you're happy of what you have, you won't accumulate. And the one who won't accumulate is mahroom, meaning he will not grow. And if you sad about what you lost, you're not content. And the one not content, he's in disgrace and will be tortured by Allah. And if you so pleased of yourself, meaning you like yourself, and if you like yourself, your deed is completely white. And this is why one of the early scholars, he said, لَيْسَ الزُّهْدَ مَنْ لَا مَالَ عِنْدَهُ. Zuhd, divorcing dunya, is not when the person has no money. No. He said, إِنَّمَا زَاهِدْ مَنْ لَمْ يَجْغَلَ الْمَالَ قَلْبَهُ وَإِنْ أُوْتِيَ مِثْلَ مَا أُوْتِيَ قَارُونَ. And the one who divorced dunya, the one who really is not busy with what we have, even if he has the money of Qarun. It's not the money, it's not what you have, it's not what, it's what really what you're busy after in your heart. And don't forget also, dunya is what the farm land of akhirah. You will never reach akhirah without dunya. You have to pass in this. And you have to work for it. And Ali ibn Abi Talib, he heard somebody cursing dunya. And what he said? He said, الدنيا دار صدق لمن صدق. This dunya is a truth place to whom believe in it. وَدَارَ نَجَاءَ لِمَنْ فَهِمَ عَنْهَا. And this is the place of survivor to whom who understand it. وَدَارَ غِنَى لِمَنْ تَزَوَّدَ مِنْهَا. And this is a place of rich to whom gain from it. What does it mean? Gain the good deed and iman. وَمَهْبِطَ الْوَحْيِ. And a place Allah sent angels to spread His message. وَمُصَلَّى مَلَائِكَتُ. And a place of the angel makes salah. وَمَسْجِدْ أَنْبِيَاءُ. And the masajid of the messenger and prophet. وَمَتْجَرْ أَوْلِيَاءُ. And the farmland and the business of and the market of the people who love Allah. رَبَحُوا فِيهَا الرَّحْمَةِ. They gain the rahmah of Allah. وَاكْتَسَبُوا فِيهَا الْجَنَّةِ. And they gaining the jannah of Allah. فَمَنْ دَلَّذِي يَذُمَّهُ. Who disgraces dunya? وَقَدْ آذَنَتْ بِبَيَانِهَا. Is leaving very soon. وَنَادَتْ بِفُرَاقِهَا. And very soon it will be gone. And all what happening in this dunya, either warning or a glad tidings. When dunya is deceiving you, at night or in the day, in the belly of the mother or in the belly of the earth, how many times it cure you? How many times it benefit you? How many times you find the food? How many times you find the medicine, but will not benefit you if you cry over it. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, when he talk, very small word, but it mean a lot, really a lot. And we have to remember how much Allah talk about Jannah, how much Allah promised about Jannah, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us we are the people of Jannah. And this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to say, أَنْتُمْ خُلِقْتُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ You are created for the hereafter. وَالدُّنْيَا خُلِقَتْ لَكُمْ الدُّنْيَا created for you. And believe me, I saw it in my life. If you run after dunya, you will be disgraced. If you run after Allah, Allah will elevate you and dunya will come after you. Doesn't mean you sit and do nothing. No. Do whatever you have to do. But have to have your heart full of what? Akhira. What time now?
5 o'clock.
Eh?
5.
5? MashaAllah. Luqman alayhi salam, he said one time to his son, Ya Bunay, Inna dunya bahrun amiq. Dunya is a deep ocean. Wa qad gharaqa fiha nasun kathir. A lot of people are drowning in the ocean. Faj'al safinataka fiha taqwa Allah. Make your boat is a taqwa of Allah. Wal a'mal as-saliha. And good deed is your merchandise. Allati tuhmal fiha. Merchandise is the one inside the boat, is your good deed. وَالْحَرْصَ عَلَيْهَا رَبْحَكَ And be careful of your merchandise. وَالْأَيَّامَ مَوْجِهَا And days is the waves. وَكِتَابَ اللَّهِ دَلِيلَهَا And the book of Allah is the guide. وَرَدَّ النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى حِبَالَهَا And destroy your nafs, this your own ropes. Who holding the sail. وَالْمَوْتَ سَاحِلَهَا And make the death is your own shore. وَالْقِيَامَ أَرْضُ الْمَجْرَ And the day of judgment is a place of meeting. وَاللَّهُ مَالِكَ And Allah is the owner. Ali ibn Abi Talib used to say, and actually Ibn Abbas radiallahu, he said, I never gained a wisdom after Rasulullah more than this wisdom. He said, I never gained wisdom after Rasulullah more than this wisdom. What this wisdom? He said, Ali ibn Abi Talib, one time he said, mankind, he will not be happy He will not happy until he gain what he think he can lost. Do you get it or no? And Ibn Abi Talib's word is very, very difficult. Usually, you worry about what you might not get. And Ali ibn Abi Talib, he said, if you won't be happy, don't worry about what you can lost. Do you get it or no? And don't be upset of what you cannot reach. By this way, he said, don't be happy of what you gain, and don't be sad of what you lost. And don't wait and aim to get pleased of Akhirah without good deed of this life. And don't delay Tawbah. Because you do not know when you're going to die. Wassalam. one of the early people, he said, they asked him, what do you think about dunya? He said, dunya is the farm of our Lord, Rabbul Alameen. And people is the plant. And the angel of mount is a knife cutting the plant. And the grave is a school. And the Dawm al-Qiyamah is the crops. And Jannah is the house of the one who love Allah. And hellfire is the house of people disobey Allah. Two groups, one in one, one in one.
Who said that?
His name Yahya ibn Mu'adh al-Razi. Another one, they ask him, what is dunya? He said, dunya is a sa'ah, 1 hour. Make it the obedience of Allah. Dunya is 1 hour, make it obedience of Allah. You see people, this talk is very easy. But if your nafs is high, you cannot benefit from it. You see? When we get upset all of a sudden, ask yourself, is me really thinking about all this talk? Something I remember long time ago. One scholar said, you will be dumb of the dumbest, you will be stupid of the stupid if you hear this talk and said, I heard it before. Because we need it day and night, day and night, day and night. Why? Shaitan whispers day and night. If you have nobody else to offset Shaitan, what will happen?
He takes you over.
You see? Also, Ali ibn Atabatab used to say, Ad-dunya is balad, balad. If it come, it make it wet. Wain ad-barat, barat. And if it go, it make it dry. Wain at-nabat, nabat. And if it come, bringing land. Wain ar-kabat, kabat. And if you ride it, it put you down. Wain abhajat, hajat. And if you be happy with it, it will make you lose your mind. When maganat, ganat. And if you do not gain from it, it will go gone away. When samahat, mahat. And if Allah won't forgive you, it will be forgiven. When salahat, lahat. And if it become closer to you, it will become closer to you. When wasalat, salat. And if it come to you, it will make you come to Allah. وَإِنْ بَالَغَتْ لَغَتْ. And if you gain too much, it will put you the opposite direction.
It's tricky.
One another person, they ask him, what do you think about dunya? He said, to be happy in dunya, to be content with what Allah give you. And don't be upset of what is taken from you. One person, you ask him, what about dunya? He said, I don't care. He said, because I'm not going to stay for it and they're not going to stay for me. I'm leaving and they're leaving. What do I worry about? One another person tell him, what do you think about dunya? He said, look to whom elevate dunya. You know the value of dunya. One another person, they ask him, what do you think about dunya? He said, dunya? He said, dunya and the people of dunya like food. Somebody cook it. And he make it with sugar. And he mix it with poison. And everybody's seen it. And he said, I'm doing it in the front of you. They said, if those who watching him understand, they will not touch it. And those who just a glimpse away from his hand, they will remember the sugar, they forget the poison, they will eat. And he said, whoever be aware about what I'm cooking, he will not come closer. And those who are arrogant and go away from winter cooking, they will be shocked by the sweetness until they eat the poison. Harun al-Rashid, one time he was sitting, and one of the early tabi'in, or tabi' tabi'in, his name is Bahlul, radiallahu anhu wa rahmahullah, he entered to Harun. And Harun al-Rashid, rahimahullah wa radiallahu, he said, give me wisdom. He said, what kind of wisdom you want? This is your palace, and this is your grave. He said, how are you, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen? How are you, oh, the prince of all the believer? If Allah put you in your hand, and he asks you about everything small and big, and you are naked, hungry, and thirsty, and everybody looking at you, and they laughing at you. At this time, he start choking, and he start crying, and he fall down from crying. He said, what are you asking me? He said, give everybody his right, and don't collect anything you do not own.
Does that mean don't steal? Don't collect anything you don't own?
What happened is, Khalifa at this time used to collect. But when they collect, sometime is when state of oppression. Okay? And when you're Khalifa, you cannot call it stealing, but without no complete right. And this is very, very dangerous. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم يا بر يا رحيم يا حنان يا منان يا أكرم الأكرمين يا علي يا عظيم يا نور السماوات والأرضين باسمك الأعظم ورضوانك الأكبر وسلطانك القديم وعرشك العظيم الكريم وبيتك العتيق وبأسمائك الحسنى التي نعلمها ولا نعلمها وباسمك الأعظم الأحب إليك الذي إذا دعيت به استجبت اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم اللهم اخرج حب الدنيا من قلوبنا واملأ قلوبنا بحبك وحب حبيبك المصطفى وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يقربنا إلى حبك وتحبيب عبادك فيك اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وباعد بيننا وبين الكفر والشرك والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين واجعلنا من الهادين المهتدين واجعلنا من أهل التواضع يا رب العالمين اللهم نعوذ بك من الكبر والتكبر ونعوذ بك من النفاق والكفر والشقاق وسيء الأمراض يا رب العالمين والأسقام اللهم افتح بيننا وبين قومنا بالحق وأنت خير الفاتحين اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وتوفنا مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة التامة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار اللهم ارزقنا حسن الخاتمة اللهم ارزقنا حسن الخاتمة اللهم ارزقنا حسن الخاتمة اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفي بعد الموت اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفي بعد الموت اللهم ارزقنا البصيرة والنور اللهم نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن اللهم إن كنت منزل بأهل الأرض فتنة فاقبض أرواحنا إليك غير فاتنين أو مفتونين أو مبدلين أو مبتدعين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين رضاك يا ربي رضوانك يا ربي ندعوك برضوانك يا ربي اجعلنا من الراضين المرتضين اجعلنا من الشاكرين الحامدين اجعلنا من أهل الهدى والرضا واليقين اجعلنا من أهل البصيرة اجعلنا من أهل النور اجعلنا من أهل البركات اجعلنا من أهل الغنيمة يا ربي غنمنا يا ربي غنمنا رضوانك يا ربي وكرمك يا ربي وعفوك يا ربي ورحمتك يا ربي اللهم إنا نسألك باسمك الأعظم ورضوانك الأكبر وبشفاعة حبيبك المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم صل على الحبيب المصطفى صلاة تملأ خزائن الله نورا وتكون لنا وللمؤمنين فرجا وفرحا وسرورا وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم يا عزيز يا عزيز يا عزيز يا معز يا الله يا جبار يا الله أعزنا بك يا ربي وبالإسلام وأعز الإسلام بنا واجعلنا من أهل المعزة يا رب العالمين أعزنا بك وبكتابك واتباع سنة حبيبك المصطفى رب العالمين يا رب العالمين أجبرنا يا ربي أجبرنا برحمتك وعفوك وجودك وكرمك وإحسانك هب لنا من لدنك رحمة هب لنا من لدنك نورا هب لنا من لدنك بهاء هب لنا من لدنك قربة ونورا وضياء يا رب العالمين يا ربي افتح بيننا وبين قومنا بالحق وأنت خير الفاتحين اكرمنا وأنت أكرم الأكرمين أعزنا وأنت العزيز الحكيم اللهم تب علينا ولآبائنا وأمهاتنا وأجدادنا وأعمامنا وأخوالنا وإخواننا في الله وأخواتنا في الله وكل من سألنا الدعاء وكل من لهم حق علينا من الأحياء والأموات وتب علينا وعلى أزواجنا وأولادنا وأهلينا يا الله يا أكرم الأكرمين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا سميع يا بصير يا شاهد يا شهيد يا نعم المولى ويا نعم النصير وبالإجابة جدير كن معنا ولا تكن علينا امكر لنا ولا تمكر علينا أعزنا ولا تذلنا زدنا ولا تنقصنا يا ربي اكرمنا ولا تهنا يا ربي ارض عنا ولا تغضب علينا يا ربي واختم لنا بخاتمة السعادة أجمعين بلا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حقا وصدقا ويقينا ودعوة وتبليغا وأنت راض عنا وتقبل منا يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين ارزقنا البركة والنور والقبول فيما نفعل وفيما نقول واجعلنا من الصادقين واجعلنا من المخلصين واجعلنا من المخلصين واجعلنا من أوليائك الصالحين ومن جندك المنصورين برحمتك وفضلك وجودك وكرمك يا رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه